Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Veschanan and throughout Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael how critical it is for them to keep the Torah, to stay faithful to Hashem's words, regardless of the challenges that they are about to face as they enter Eretz Yisrael. They will see things as a nation and as individuals that they have never seen before. They will experience in Eretz Yisrael immense pressure to follow the Avodah Zarah there. They will see wars and resistance that they've never seen before. They will face natural pressures of the elements that they did not experience in the desert, and they will be challenged by poverty, chas v'shalom, and the opposite. They'll see great wealth, all this and more. And through it all, Bnei Yisrael must stay faithful to Hashem. One of the many ways that Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael to do this is in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Vav. Ushmartem va'asisem. You must keep the mitzvos of Hashem, says Moshe, when you go into Eretz Yisrael. And why? Ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim asher yishmu neis kol ha'chukim ha'ela. Because this is your wisdom, your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all of these chukim. V'yamru, and they will say, Rak am chacham v'navon hagoy hagadol hazeh. They will say that this great nation is wise and understanding. That is what Moshe says. But we have to ask a question. Moshe says that when the nations of Eretz Yisrael and around the world, asher yishmu'unes kol ha'chukim ha'ela, when they hear these chukim, they will praise you, Bnei Yisrael, and they'll praise you, God. But how can that be true? Excuse me. If they hear the chukim, they'll praise us? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us back in Sefer Bamidbar in the beginning of Parshas Chukas that the Satan and the nations of the world try and sway us from listening to chukim because they don't seem to have any reason. We certainly follow all of the Torah, even the chukim, because we follow and obey Hashem, even if we cannot make out a reason for these mitzvos. But how can Moshe say here that the nations of the world will praise us specifically when they hear Es Kol HaChukim HaEleh? This question is asked by the Ksav Sofer of Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer. He died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer. And this is found on our Pasuk in the Ksav Sofer Al HaTorah. The Ksav Sofer says the following. Imagine a person who was highly respected in their field for just being great at what they do. Take, for example, a world-class athlete or a world-class leader in business or medicine. Everything that person does is scrutinized and people try to mimic whatever they do. Books are written on their techniques and interviews are held to hear bits of wisdom. And what would happen if this brilliant doctor or gifted athlete did something that looked quirky? If they do something that doesn't appear to be a wise thing to do, people wouldn't look down on the genius and they wouldn't look down on that action. People would just say, in the words of the Ksav Sofer, Yadunu alav shechachmaso nifla'a v'rabba kol kach shelo kol adam yachol lahasig chachmaso ha'amuka u'bevadai yesh ta'am kamus badavar. People would say that that person's genius is so great that we can't really understand it. But certainly there must be a hidden reason for acting that way. That's true, says the Ksav Sofer, but it's only true if we already appreciate the person's brilliance. But if we don't, then their actions are just plain odd. We wouldn't ascribe brilliance or genius to those inexplicable actions. And that, says the Ksav Sofer, is what's going on in our pasuk. Yes, in the past, the nations of the world made fun of the chukim because they didn't appreciate the rest of the Torah. They didn't appreciate who Hashem is and what he's done for the world. They didn't appreciate the Jewish people. So naturally, they would poke fun and look down on things they didn't understand, especially chukim, which seem to have no rhyme or reason. Even we say that chukim don't have reasons that we humans can comprehend. But, says the Ksav Sofer, that will all change in the future. You will keep the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, and the world will say, it is true that we don't understand the chukim. But this is still an Am Chacham V'Navon, Hagoy HaGadol Hazeh. This is a great nation. And they would never do anything that wasn't wise, that wasn't intelligence. They're Chacham V'Navon. And not only that, but look at the next pasuk. The nations of the world will say, Ki mi goy gadol, excuse me, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim, etc. What great nation is there like B'nai Yisrael that has a God so near to them? It's an incredible thing. Moshe promises B'nai Yisrael that if they stay faithful to the Torah, the entire Torah, even the chukim, if we stay faithful to the Torah and don't bend it and mold it to whatever we think is right, then the nations of the world will come to appreciate the Jews, the Torah, and even God himself. Have an amazing day, everyone.